Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
Welcome to Not Your Mother's Menopause, making hormones make sense with Dr. Fiona Lovely. Dr. Lovely is an expert on health, treating women and their families from around the world. Her specialities include endocrinology, functional neurology, and functional medicine. Please visit us at drlovely.com. And now, here's the doctor.
Hello, beloveds. Dr. Fiona Lovely here of Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast, making hormones make sense. I hope everyone's well. I apologize for my delay in getting a podcast to you. We've had a bit of a rough couple of weeks. We've had a death in the family, and both my husband and I had the flu, so my voice was absent, let's say, and there's been a lot going on, so we've just been trying to buckle down and do good self-care, as I teach you and my patients, just trying to do what's kind and healthy for me and my family. So, I don't have much of a voice to share today. It's definitely still not 100%. So, I thought I'd take the time to give you a short podcast to give you some ideas on how to keep the peace and of this holiday season and enjoy the time as it's supposed to be. So, first thing I want to remind you that this time is meant to be a time of family and connection. And no matter what your family looks like, whether it's the ones you choose or the ones that you're born with, make sure you're taking the time to deeply and meaningfully connect to them. Some of them make it easier than others, but regardless, it's about you. You can control what happens in how you react to things. So make sure you are setting your intention to have a peaceful and joyful time during this holiday season. Also, make sure you take time for yourself. Make sure you're taking quiet, uninterrupted, soul-nourishing time for yourself, whether that's a hot bath, or it's a meditation, or it's time to read a book, or do a craft, or express your art in some way. I think this is so critical in order to staying true to yourself during this time, because things get a bit crazy in December, don't they? Yeah, they do for me too. And you know, I just had to really think about what it was that keeps me sane during this time. So there's lots of holiday parties going on, and which is wonderful, all those delightful indulgences. However, they can really make for a troublesome January when you're trying to put your pants on to go back to work. So what I like to do before I head out to a holiday party is make sure I eat a high-protein, healthy-fat snack. Like, I'll have eggs with coconut oil and avocado, or I'll have nuts, or I'll make myself a smoothie. That way I'm not super hungry when I arrive, and also that decreases your alcohol intake. Please be careful during this holiday season. Make sure you have a designated driver, or you're going to call a cab or something we call Keys Please here in Calgary. Basically, that you have a ride to and from, and then you don't have to worry about whether or not you're impaired to drive. If you're drinking, you're not driving. That's just the rule. So, because, you know, I want you to be around to experience new things in the new year. So let's talk about gift giving for a second. That's a big part of what happens at this time of the year. And, you know, I know my family and I have really been reconsidering what it means to give gifts during the holiday season. And I recently heard, it was Deepak Chopra talk about how the happiest people, there have been studies done, and the happiest people are the ones who spend their money on experiences rather than stuff. Isn't that just magnificent? Anyways, so when you're spending your Christmas money, think about giving experiences instead of more stuff, because I think a lot of us have more than we need, and everything that we need. And moreover, when there is something we want or need, we buy it for ourselves. So consider doing that. Even better, as a family, donate your time to a local charity. I love the food making charities for children's and for children and families, for children's programs and families. We've got a local one here that makes brown bag lunches for kids during the school year. And just love that kind of thing. Soup kitchens, that sort of thing is great. And those charities want your attention year-round, not just at Christmas time, but now's a good time to start a ritual. And in fact, I like the idea of creating new and healthy and eco-friendly rituals for you and your family. It's a way to sort of repurpose this time and remind ourselves of what's so great about this time of the year is that we connect, really deeply connect without devices or complications. We just deeply connect with each other. And I think that's a great time to create some new rituals. In fact, speaking of, just one more thing about gifting. Have you considered doing handmade only gifts? I know I do those for my staff every year. If anybody's listening, I haven't planned anything yet, so don't get too excited yet. Anyways, I usually do some handmade gifts for my staff, whether it's delicious gluten-free cookies or some bath products or even essential oils, candles and kitchen cleaner and that kind of thing. Those things are always appreciated because they get used. And I also like to gift things that are consumables, not more stuff for us to accumulate. So considering doing a ritual of handmade gifts with your family, whether it's just you or it's you and your kids or you and your grandkids and you're coming together and creating some beautiful stuff together. I mean, how can you go wrong? Okay, something I like to do at this time of the year was actually introduced to me by Dr. Northrup. It's a ritual called the 13 Holy Nights ritual, and basically using some sort of oracle, if you will. Maybe it's tarot deck, maybe it's an oracle deck, it can be runes. There's a number of different ways you can do it and make it your own. And basically you take the days between, I believe it's the 23rd or 24th of December to the beginning of the year, and you pull a card for each month of the coming year. And pay attention to your thoughts and your dreams and the people you meet on those days, and they will correlate with a particular month in the coming year. So it's a little more involved than that, and I will see if I can repost Dr. Northrup's ritual to our Facebook page and watch for that in the coming days. And I found this is a really helpful tool. I use it all year long. I make a journal out of it, and it's just a really fun ritual to be a part of as well. So I encourage you to do something like that as well. It's a very fruitful time for you to be planning New Year's, and what your goals and desires and what you want to experience in the coming year. I think this is the wealthiest time of the year to do that. And certainly my husband and I will be doing these rituals and others like we do every year. And I will post more on that on the Facebook page if you'd like to know more there. So first thing I want to say is enjoy your holiday season. You make it what it will be. So make sure you're not coming in with a lot of baggage about what happened in the past. I'd say set your intention before you have any group gatherings. Be clearer about what you show up and represent, and don't bring the stuff from the past in. It's time to refresh and renew everything and stay in grace. Whether you do that through meditation or through journaling or prayer even, just remember that the divine has your back and there are no mistakes. It's just stuff that you've experienced along the way, and it allows you to evolve into either something you want more of or something you want less of. So as my voice wanes, I would like to say I'm going to take a holiday pause for the next few weeks so that I can recover fully, so that I can recharge myself creatively and come back with some great ideas for you. I am working on some fun things that I'm going to be announcing to the podcast listeners in the coming weeks and months. In order to be sure that you get those announcements first, register for our newsletter list. And the way to do that, there's two ways. You can either go to my website, which is drlovely.expert. I'm going to spell it drlovely.expert. And there, there'll be a place where you can sign up for the email newsletter list. And hey, when you do that, you get this really cool PDF document that I created for you called Happy Adrenals Checklist. And let me tell you, I'm living off that checklist these days to try to rebuild myself and recover. And it's also a really helpful and handy thing to have around during the holiday season. So make sure you sign up. You can also sign up for the newsletter list on our Facebook page. There is a button there that says sign up, and that'll take you to that same place where you can give me your email address, and I'll send you the Happy Adrenals checklist in return. Our Facebook page, of course, is Not Your Mother's Menopause. Making Hormones Make Sense page on Facebook. Again, my website is drlovely.expert. And while we're in the season of thanks, I just want you to know I so appreciate all of you that listen to the podcast. This podcast has been a revelation and an evolution for me, and fun as hell, and stuff I never thought I'd experience, I'm getting to experience through your eyes. So thank you to all of you who have sent emails and messages and notes over the time I've been doing this podcast. I'm really excited to continue to follow it along and see what kind of beautiful things we create together in the new year. Enjoy your holiday season, whatever it is you celebrate. Know I'm thinking about you, I'm thankful for you, and I love you. Dr. Fiona Lovely signing out. Everybody have a great few weeks.
The views and nutritional advice expressed by Dr. Fiona Lovely are not intended to be a substitute for conventional medical service. If you have or suspect that you have a medical problem, promptly contact your healthcare provider. No information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent or cure any disease or condition. As with any new advice or program, you should always contact your healthcare provider prior to starting anything new. Thank you.
Top Thrill 402 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.